Hi, how are you, Andy and Mel? It is 6:02, and the internet's broken.
It's not working very well, at least.
No.
It's like a fracture, not a full break.
We've had this conversation before.
I know, there's still breaks, but it's not a full break. It's just a fracture right now.
You realize that's like saying it's not completely pregnant. It's just a little pregnant.
I don't think it's the same thing.
A fracture is a break.
I know. It's just a small one, though.
It's either broken or it's not.
Is a fracture a small break or not?
A fracture can also be a very large break.
Okay.
They're the same thing.
Never mind.
You're talking about size. The term is the same. There's big fractures. There's little fractures.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, they're fractures.
Okay.
Now, if you wanted to say it was cracked.
Okay.
Or a hairline fracture, as opposed to the compound fracture.
Well, I was speaking of like a hairline fracture. Oh, okay. That's what I meant.
Because I'm a doctor, you know?
Yeah.
That was
the thought that was going through my head.
I took an athletic training class in college. So,
oh, good. Yeah. It makes you an expert.
Well, it does give me enough knowledge to know that any break is a fracture.
Okay.
And did you know, also know,
oh, goodness,
while I'm being Mr. Know-It-All, that if you, I didn't, you know, tear any ligaments in my ankle. I just sprained it.
Okay.
The definition of a sprain is torn ligaments.
Oh. I'm glad we know that.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And did you know you cannot sprain a muscle? Strain a muscle.
Okay.
You sprain ligaments.
I'm bored with this conversation.
Me too. So, it's still good to be Mark Zuckerberg, but not as good as it was a year ago.
Oh.
Forbes just released their annual list of the 400 richest Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Gates was first. Mark Zuckerberg dropped 22 spots to 36th place.
Oh.
Losing $8.1 billion in Facebook stock troubles.
Ouch.
Yeah. And overall, the 400 richest Americans have a combined net worth of $1.7 trillion.
Wow.
Not one of them pays taxes. They don't.
Huh?
They don't have to. Got three new things for you to worry about, too.
Oh, goody.
Women don't talk to groups with men or talk in groups with men.
What?
According to a new study, women talk and contribute 75% less when they're in groups with men.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, how many men are in this group?
No.
Oh.
The women are in groups. Like, if you're in a group of people,
oh,
women tend to not talk when it's a big group.
It's not true for me.
No. And it's
all.
Not always true.
Unless you're talking about something I'm not interested in. As we found out yesterday at lunch.
Another thing is yeah. Yeah, Ben and I are going on and on about The Walking Dead. Mel was snoring.
Pretty much.
Did you know Facebook stalking is bad for you?
Why is that bad?
Well, a study out of England found that more people look at an ex's profile after a breakup, the harder it is for them to move on with their lives and get over it.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So unfriend them immediately.
Not an issue.
Don't stay friends.
Not an issue.
There's no such thing. And this is just kind of sad, I think. The garage is a dying concept. I don't think this is...
What?
I don't think this is true everywhere.
Well, they're in the South. Well, you hardly ever see garages.
Well, here's the thing. In the North, we have to have garages.
Yeah.
Because then... Not only do we have to shovel out the driveway, we have to shovel out the car.
Mm-hmm. In the South, they just have the little carport thingy.
Yeah. That,
you know.
It's not as necessary to have a garage.
Most of the time, people don't even have that either, so.
Yeah. Down South, where it's warm, it's not as big a deal. Where up here, I mean, that's why almost every house has a garage, is because it's freezing cold in the winter, and cars don't start well in the winter.
Right.
13% of new homes that are now built are built without garages. That's the highest number in over a decade.
Weird.
And instead of garages, it isn't, you know, carports they're doing. They want porches. Now 65.
That's not normal to already have those?
65% of homes have a front porch or a back porch, up from 42% 20 years ago.
Hmm. Okay.
I'm all for the porch.
Yeah. I love porches.
I love houses that have the full length porch.
Those are nice.
In the front.
Mm-hmm.
And then just like whatever, a deck in the back. Don't have to have a full porch type thing. But in the front, I think that is so cool when it runs from one side of the house to the other.
It's nice.
It is. It's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't have one on my
house. Yeah, yours wouldn't really work.
No. Because there's that drop off on the driveway.
Yeah.
Damn split foyers.
Yeah, I don't know how you'd make yours work. You'd have to do some major landscaping and stuff.
Could have a half porch.
Yeah, I suppose.
Have to tear out another tree.
You would have to tear out a tree.
No, I would not tear out a tree. I would hire that done.
That'd probably be a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a book for that.
Oh, there probably is somewhere. But I don't have the tools for that.
How to tear out trees for dummies.
Why would it be dummies?
There's a book for dummies for about everything, so that's why I was saying that. I wasn't insinuating you're a dummy.
Did you just post that on Facebook, DJing for Dummies?
No,
did you
I sent it to you. And I found it.
Oh, okay.
I found it at Barnes & Noble.
Now, is it radio or is it like, hey, everybody, let's do the chicken dance?
It did not specify.
Oh, you didn't
open it? I didn't read it.
Oh.
No, I just took a picture of it because that was funny. I should go buy it.
Well, you don't have to buy it. Just look inside and see what it's about.
I'll go sit in Barnes & Noble and read it.
You should do that. We've got the news coming up. Hang on. Morning, sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, morning. We're going to top out at 71. It is 46 right now. I have to check the weather on my phone because our internet sucks in here. So I'm tethered to my phone for internet. And how you doing there?
That's how I'm doing right now.
Yeah. Are you surviving without your Twitter?
Well, I had to go on my phone right now. I was going to reply back to a tweet that we got this morning.
And couldn't do it?
And I can't.
That's kind of a bummer.
So I can't even, because it's not even coming up right now. I can't even say hi. Thanks for the awesome tweet this morning for your morning ritual.
Yeah.
Because it won't come up.
That's really too bad.
It's lovely.
Yeah. So internet quote of the day. Do you have one of those?
I do. Okay. I got that ahead of time. Just remember, there isn't enough makeup in this world to cover up crazy.
Well, maybe.
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, you're probably right.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is September 20th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it is not, because Gunnar and Matthew Nelson are 45 today.
Nelson!
After the rain. Wasn't that their song?
I love them. Yeah, they had a couple others, though.
Philip Phillips is 22 today.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Love that song, Home.
Oh my gosh, Quincy is in love with it.
Spencer Locke. Who? He was Kmart in the Resident Evil movies.
Okay.
Yeah. She. Anyway. She.
Okay.
I guess. That was one I meant to delete and forgot to.
Oh.
Kristen Johnson is 45 today.
Who?
Kristen Johnson. She was in Third Rock from the Sun, the mom alien.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She also played Ivana Humpalot in Austin Powers 2, The Spy Who Shagged Me. Gary Cole is 56 today.
Who?
Gary Cole. He was Lumberg in Office Space.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sophia Loren is 78 today. 78 and still smoking.
She is.
Not bad for 78, you gotta admit.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Joyce Brothers is 84. Wow.
Really? Wow. Yeah.
It's also not the greatest day I've ever known because on this day in 1972, police found cannabis growing on Paul and Linda McCartney's farm. Crazy. It's probably growing on a few farms around here, but...
Some people just don't know about it.
Not intentionally.
Yeah. Did you know that cows won't eat that? They won't eat pot? If it's grown on the farm, they won't eat it.
Yeah, I know. Because they don't get a good enough high. It's not cultivated or something. They only do synthetic.
Oh, that could
cows,
be.
Cows, yeah.
Yeah.
1984, big day in TV history.
1984?
Two classic sitcoms were debuted on this day. Who's the Boss?
Yeah.
With Alyssa Milano.
Love.
And
Tony.
Danza. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Judith Light, the mom. The other one that debuted on this day, The Cosby Show.
Love.
Early. It was pretty good. Although I look at it now, it was cute when I was a kid. Yeah. That was a sitcom designed for kids.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think it's kind of lame now.
Yeah.
1986, Matlock premiered on NBC. Your grandma probably loves Matlock.
Yeah.
1991, Step by Step debuted on ABC.
I loved that show, too.
Suzanne Somers and Patrick Duffy. 1998, after a record 2,632 consecutive games, Cal Ripken Jr. of the Baltimore Orioles finally sat out a game against the New York Yankees.
Wow.
That was his first day off in 16 years. Of course, he only worked April through September, but whatever. But today is the greatest day I have ever known, because it is the 35th birthday of a actor whose character got exactly what he had coming to him at the end of season 2 of The Walking Dead. John Bernthal, who has the most ridiculously overacted southern accent in The Walking Dead. He actually speaks well.
Okay.
He was really going for it with the southern...
Southern drawl is not that hard to do.
Yeah. In case you missed the end of season 2, spoiler alert, Rick knifed him, and then Carl put him down.
Yeah.
And that's why today, September 20th, is... I was just waiting for it to end on its own.
Okay. I've got the latest with Lindsay Lohan and Amanda Bynes coming up in the dirt.
Hey, what's coming up in the dirt?
There. Well, you weren't going to say it.
Yes, I was.
You had a big old pregnant pause, so I just did it. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
Should we switch seats today?
Do you want to?
No. Okay.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 641, up to 71 today, 46 right now, according to my phone. Because it won't work any other way. Or at least the internet won't in here.
It's ridiculous.
A little bit.
It's making very difficult to do anything.
Yeah, a little bit. It's kind of, maddening would be a good word for it, I think.
Yes.
And the funny thing is, we're always the ones who end up calling to get help with stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm not doing it today.
You're not?
No.
Why?
Someone else can be the grown-up.
Why don't you just call so it works and so we don't have to be...
Why don't you call? My internet's working fine off my phone.
Struggle all morning long.
Because everybody always waits for someone else to do it, and I'm always the someone else who does it.
Then do it. Please?
Why do I have to be the one to do it?
I already called yesterday for issues.
I'm not having issues.
Look at, I can't even get on my Google Play.
Are you on Wi-Fi?
I don't know. It must be.
Yeah, we're... Yeah, well, shut off your Wi-Fi and you'll probably be able to get there. So, there is...
Oh, it's so annoying.
You're not going to believe what will survive an atomic bomb. And I hope we never have to find out. But just in case...
Cockroaches?
It's good to know that it will survive. Well, it isn't actually a living thing.
Oh.
But according to some uncovered government documents from the 1950s, the thing that can survive an atomic bomb... Beer.
Beer?
In 1956, the government detonated 2 atomic bombs at a test site in Nevada, and they found beer nearby, did not pick up any radiation, and still kept its flavor.
Nuh-uh. How did it not pick up any radiation? Because it's in tin cans or something?
I guess
or?
So, yeah. I don't think the cans would have anything to do with it.
Then, oh, you think it's something in the beer?
I don't know.
Weird. There's
no reason why. It just said that there was no radiation.
Huh.
On the beer, so.
Very odd.
Of course, if it's near the blast, it's probably going to be incinerated, but hey, at least your beer won't be radioactive when there's nuclear war.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Yeah, that's good. Poll questions today are pretty much polar opposites, but the first one, is it okay to date more than one person at a time? This came up because of a story on thefrisky.com yeah. that said basically, yeah, do it.
And it is from an expert.
It's a numbers game.
Yeah. It's a dating coach. And she even said that she dated 30 men in 15 months in order to eventually meet her husband.
It sounds like a very, very specific process for her.
Oh, I don't know if it's a specific process, but there definitely is some rules to it.
Well, it's just a numbers game, really.
It is. It really is. It's kind of like weeding them out. And you're not supposed to get attached right away. That's the problem.
I think it's funny
that a lot of women have.
Because there's so many people who either one, they put all their eggs in one basket. Oh, I love this guy. He is so perfect. And guys do it too.
And right away.
And immediately.
Yeah.
You're already writing his last name with your name.
Well, and according to this dating expert, this dating coach, is that you shouldn't do this, especially within like 2 to 3 dates. You should have at least with each guy, and it's okay to date more than one right away in those 2 to 3 dates. Until after that, then you can kind of figure it out.
The other thing that's funny too, out. I've talked to people before that they're like, absolutely not. You only date one person at a time. Well, yeah, when it's serious.
Right. But this is in the dating process.
Yeah.
Especially with online dating. You know, you're meeting. Well, you're meeting. What I mean by that is that you're talking to several people. Like, you'll get winks or emails from different people. So you're not just talking to one person.
Well, and just because you're having online contact doesn't make it.
No.
Dating
that's
either.
Not what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, that's just, I'm agreeing with you. That's,
yeah.
Not more than one person at a time. Now, if you've been with somebody for 6 months, you're like, oh, I'm just going to go on a couple dates with somebody here.
No, that would be wrong.
Yeah, that wouldn't be right.
That would be wrong.
The other question on our website, hot1047.com, are you actually going to vote on election day? Everybody like, says they're going to.
For real going to go.
Are you really actually going to go do it?
Yes, I would. I always do.
I will. I always do it right after we get off the air.
Yeah, I've done it all my life. I've always voted since I've been able to, since 18.
Yeah, I didn't vote until I was 27.
I can't believe you waited that long.
2004 was the first election I ever voted in.
I decided when I was 18, I was like, all right, this is one of my rights as being an adult, and 18, I'm going
to
vote.
I was too busy testing the beer to make sure that it was not radioactive after atomic
good
glass.
Good job.
Yeah. But anyway, you can go on our website, hot1047.com, and vote on those. And we'll also take your calls and texts, 361-5557. Email or text am@hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, it's 6:55. I have got a list here of three things, Mel, you should stop texting me.
Okay.
From Gawker. It's pretty awesome. First one, long stories.
Oh.
Just don't.
When do I text you?
Yeah, you don't do it very often, but from time to time, you'll send me a novel in a text message.
Not very often.
If the text is, according to this, if your text is longer than a few sentences, send an email or a Facebook message instead. Long text messages are annoying and annoying to respond to.
Okay.
That you're bailing out on plans last minute.
You should call.
People do this all the time. This one isn't really applicable to you, at least as far as I'm concerned. Maybe you do it to other people. I don't know.
No.
They decide they don't want to meet up, so they just text the other person with something like, sorry, turns out I can't make it.
I would do that way ahead of time, though. Like, I would know ahead if I wasn't going to be able to do something.
And, you know, it would probably be fine if you're somewhere loud, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're at another bar, and it's like, yeah, we're going to try to make it over, and then you just say, no, I can't make it. The third one is a text message just to correct a spelling mistake.
Oh, I do that all the time.
I know.
What's wrong with that?
It says you don't really have to worry about it unless your autocorrect is way off, or the swipe in my case is way off, or it's guessing what word you were swiping in there.
Yeah.
Just for the most part, people get the context.
Okay.
You know, like if it was but and you sent them buts, I'm going to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they'll get
that. Not really that important to fix it.
Yeah.
Unless the word is completely off.
Okay.
Trying to think of an instance where... Oh, like for instance, if you... there's an autocorrect that I saw online somewhere that was like, what was written was, you know, a spelling mistake can completely change the meaning of the sentence.
Yes.
Like the sentence was, I am now gay.
Okay.
The word was supposed to be not.
Oh.
It was just one letter. Completely changed the entire context of the sentence.
That would do it. Nice example.
It's just one I could think of. That's all. It does completely change the meaning of the sentence,
does it not? It does.
Sioux Falls apparently has a new type of fire hydrant they're installing.
They do?
Yeah. It's underground.
Underground?
Yeah.
How's that work?
I don't think it does. And we also have got something very cool we're doing on Saturday to tell you about. We will tell you about all of that coming up next. Hang on. Allegedly.
Hot 104.7.com.